This is Alan.
This is Brandon.
And welcome to D6 Minutes, the companion podcast to Dice Over Everything, where we choose a topic and talk about it for as long as the dice decide.
All right, so we just got back from Adepticon, but that's really no excuse for slowing down our hobbying. So The question is, what hobby stuff have you been doing in the last week since we got back from Adepticon?
Why are you limiting it? What happens if I didn't do any hobbying?
That's not possible. I don't even believe that. So I'm not even entertaining that.
All right. All right. The dice? 2 minutes.
Two minutes. The dice decide you probably didn't do very much. Okay.
Okay. Actually, I did. I actually have done quite a decent amount. So after we came back from Adepticon, I think I talked about how we did whole new armies. So I did a full Bakunin army before I left. So 300 point, even though I wasn't quite able to make it out because I hurt my leg and I wanted to be healed for Adepticon. But when I came back, I got so excited that I'm now going to try and finish all of my Bakunin. So
you made the nun part of Bakunin, but there's also kind of the weirdos part of Bakunin that you haven't built yet, or have you?
No, I'm not going to do the weirdo. I'm going to do a full list of Bakunin that I would have done my initial thought of what was going to be my Bakunin. The weirdo stuff is more of an expansion portion. Okay. So I started assembling 3 more guys, my lizard, and I haven't yet started working on Zoe and Piebald, but that'll be my...
Okay.
As well as finishing painting 3 guys that I had almost finished before. So basically all of the original Bakunin box, almost all of it, is done. And then on top of that, because I've been using metals, I've been working on finishing up my Necromunda terrain, which one of my first forays into modern times using like true metallics. So yeah. I've almost finished another three to four pieces of terrain. Yeah. So once that's done, I will probably be coming to you guys and be like, hey guys, let's go play Necromunda. The original Necromunda, community edition, not the crappy new version.
Yeah.
No so offense, but the legs that game.
So my 30 seconds left. I guess we won some terrain at the Infinity Duo tournament. Mm-hmm. So I assembled that, and it will be donated to our store collection. So that is what I've done for hobbying.
That's so little.
Oh, I worked on some rulebook layout stuff for our game for the last 2 days. But, you know, the people may not care about that as much as you care.
Oh, no. Yeah, no, I'm sure. Well, if you're listening, we're working on our game. Yeah, give us a shout. We're always happy to talk about it. All right.
On to the other questions.
All right. My first question is, so we were going to have a bunch of questions about Adepticon, but we decided to roll that into like a full podcast and Adepticon recap. So instead, my first question is only tangentially related. More about all the stuff I bought at Adepticon. I wonder if you can think about what this is going to be. What do you think about playing Relic Blade very soon once I get everything painted? 6 minutes.
Of course, I knew this was going to roll high. So I'm always fine with playing like smaller games because Relic Blade, you have how many guys on the board? Like 4 to 6?
It's like not very many. Actually, I haven't opened the rule book yet. Mm-hmm. I just bought it, got a cool signature. I'm just getting it ready. Like I said, I have all these other projects that I need to clear before I get to it.
Yeah, we've been seeing people playing it at Gen Con and Adepticon for the last few years. And it looks like most of the info is on the cards. So it's not like one of those games where you've got to go and write down giant long army lists to get your guys on the board. So, like, in terms of small...
The pictures seem to have more than 4 guys.
Yeah, that's right, because your starting guys, they come in the box, they're like 4 of them, and then people talk about expanding it. So
yeah, so it's a 100-point limit, mm-hmm. and guys are... Let's see. Oh, yeah, no, maybe it is. Maybe it is 4 to 6 guys. Because this character is 23 points, and it's 100 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's some of the warbands have lots of little dudes that run around with them.
Yeah, so maybe it's I got the small dudes, that's why.
Yeah, it's always the big games where I'm more hesitant to be like, oh, I got to give this a try. This is going to take, maybe we won't even finish this game. We're probably going to play it wrong. That's the real downside of trying out bigger games. But I'm always up for trying small games. And it's less dangerous if you try and buy into it. You're like, well, I could paint a war band of this if it was purchased at a future convention. Because I don't think our stores really carry Relic Blade. Do they?
No, from what I see, everyone has to buy directly from him. But at the same time, at 4-6, that's not that bad. The other thing that's cool about it, it's not cheap because it's like, you could call it a best, like a small, I was going to say best book. Oh my God, GW's infected me. But it's just like a small, tight game, right? So you basically have to buy it online, kind of like Arena Rex, which is another game we played. A bunch that I really enjoy. But at the same time, because it's so small, I think it's not so bad. And you know, we're at the age and stage of our life where blowing, I don't know, $100 on four minis is not crazy, especially with inflation and stuff. So,
yeah, we'll talk about Adepticon later for how blowing money on like a couple of miniatures or tons of miniatures works. Yeah, that's a future. It's a future long podcast.
Yeah.
Anyhow, for more about Relic Blade, the other guys, not too many of the miniatures really jumped out at me. I mean, they are cutesy and all that. Mm-hmm. I took some pictures of the guys that I thought looked cool.
Mm-hmm.
That are, I think, from some of the newer starters. So the game still has stuff continuously coming out.
Yeah.
Which means maybe in the future I'll be like, oh, that warband looks really cool. But for now, most of the look of it didn't actually jump out at me.
I see. That makes sense. Like, one of the reasons why, probably part of the reason why I like it, and maybe you're not as attracted, is because of the look of the miniatures, right? Yeah. There's a lot of very cute, more round, more like cartoony kind of looks. And I know some people, especially edgelords, mm-hmm. don't really like that kind of stuff. So, but for me, it's like a breath of fresh air. And I basically bought evil goblins versus cute gnome goblin guys. So those are the two warbands I'm painting up, which seems amazing. And then on top of that, you play it on a 2x2 board that, from at least from the looks of it, of the different boards that we saw, is super terrain heavy, right?
Yeah, like, because it was a 2x2 board, I think we saw a lot of boards at Adepticon where people had gone ham, like making multi-level things, just the amount of effort. Well, how much? It's four times bigger to go to a 4x4 board. So mm-hmm. you can just put all your effort into a 2x2.
Yeah.
No, I like the idea.
Imagine you have a 4x4 board and then you put four times the effort in just one quarter of that board. And that's what they look like.
Yeah, because I mean, you still have the same amount of time on your hands. Like, why not just put all the effort into that one little 2x2 area? So I really do like what that let people do with their boards. That we got to see. I guess the minor thing is, like, the opportunity for list building seems a little low because the selection of different types of units in each of the factions isn't huge.
There's upgrades that you can get, and then on top of that, you can mix the factions.
Yeah.
So it's actually a decent amount because, like, I just took the there's one group of minis that is like quote unquote one faction, but inside of two different sides. So there's the light side and the dark side. So you can mix those factions. So there should be quite a bit of mix. I don't know what the benefit of the having those things is. I wonder if I'll paint the minis before I read the rule book. We'll see.
Okay. All right. So I guess on to another question. So I was mentioning before that we won a bunch of terrain from playing in an Infinity Duo tournament there.
Oh. Win is
okay. We didn't
a little bit of exaggeration.
We didn't come top three even, but you know, everyone was a winner, so there's lots of prizes to go around. Everyone's a winner,
exactly.
Everyone was a winner there. We don't, anyhow, we don't have to overstate our qualifications. So I put that together, and it was basically some pre-painted MDF by Micro Art Studio.
Uh-huh.
And I decided that the edges of this pre-painted MDF ought to be painted to make it look right. What are your thoughts on whether you ought to paint the like edges, like those burnt edges of pre-painted MDF terrain?
1 minute. Oh, so we're gonna have one after this. I think you should. If the edge blends into the terrain, right? If you have a whole bunch of, I don't know, let's say brown castle terrain, right? Where the browns will match. Sure, that's fine. You don't have to paint it. But a lot of it is like cityscape, where especially bright white. If you have white terrain, like light, or I guess it's usually gray, right, for stone, yep. You need to paint those edges. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I built it and I looked at it. I'm like, this isn't right. This looks like unfinished. Just like your miniatures, if you didn't paint some part of them, it's like this is just unfinished. I know when they
post pictures. Don't paint your base edges.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Like, I know when they post pictures of their products online, they don't paint it because that's not the product you're getting. Uh-huh. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't, like, go the extra last step and just paint the edges. It doesn't have to match perfectly. Like, I didn't mix any paint for this. I just took paint out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Or just, like, literally, you talked about gray. I took Army Painter gray primer and just gray primer right onto the edge. Yep. So, yeah. Okay, we're both in agreement, like, finish painting your stuff. Yeah,
and then once you do that, how often will you be able to say my stuff looks better than the studio?
Oh, yes, there you go. they're restrained. All right. You got another one?
Yes, I have one that I'm actually really interested in asking.
All right, we don't have to wait for another 2 weeks for this. Let's go.
All right, so our paint jobs for our Infinity Terrain were
terrain or units?
Sorry, our units. Okay. Also my terrain was using a lot of metallics. And I know that we haven't generally used metallics in a long period of time. And we've come back to it, and painting a full army is like even different than just painting the terrain, which I was doing before. And I did technically paint some other guys, like my Necromunda guys, as metallics. But I was thinking, after we've done another full army to a higher standard, what do you think of metallics now? 4 minutes.
I didn't even hear the dice. It sounded like a decision.
I rolled it before.
Ah, okay. Ooh.
Magic of... editing.
Oh man, I mean, we did it and it looked decent. So metallics, so what we did for that basically is, or at least what I did, is metallics were put on mostly at the end, so very little of the surface was actually reflective. Because like when you start, because it's meant to be reflecting the environment, but obviously your environment is just the room and the convention you're in, so the reflections are all going to be wrong. You still, I find, at the really small scale at least, have to paint it like it's non-metallic metals to get the darks in the right spots where they ought to be.
Sure.
Pretending that sunlight's coming from above, because if you turn the mini sideways, you look from a different angle, it should, that doesn't matter. It still should be standing, and the reflections should be as if there's light sources coming from somewhere else.
Of course.
So to make it look good, I find you've got to paint it by just shading it really darkly. And then even edge highlighting it, not with metallics, but do edge highlights. My edge highlights actually mixed metallic paint with non-metallic paint, just so it would have a bit of the sparkle to it. But also if it wasn't at the right angle, because you weren't at the right angle, you would still see the edge highlighting, because it's so tiny, you still need edge highlighting on this thing for it to pop. And even when you look at like GW's painted miniatures and their EV metal cell, where they do actually just like slap the metal all over the whole thing and don't shade it so much, they still edge highlight with what I'm pretty sure is not metallics, because when no matter what angle they pointed at, it comes across as sort of a consistent color.
So I actually have some, I think it's called from a paint line called Platinum Highlight, and it's a metallic paint that has like a white metallic paint. So it's like probably it's mixed white and the things. And that's what I will often use, unless I'm lazy, for highlights, especially with like the silver highlights. Right. So
which paint line is this?
Let me just grab it.
Okay. Well, you didn't say it because you forgot to mention it. You said it. Because it isn't, but you know, there's nothing.
You asked me.
I did, but I was pretty sure people.
You're asking me. I'm not Legendary gonna... Paints.
Legendary Paints. Okay, so what do they call this thing?
What, Platinum Highlight?
Oh, Platinum Highlight. Okay.
Yep.
So, but you're pretty sure it's probably just some sort of silver mixed in with like a very close to white paint, so that no matter what angle you look at it, it does look like an etch highlight.
It's light, right? Because technically, I think the normal silver is also mixed with something, right?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so generally, I think I use that, like even with the gold, I'll use that for a highlight, right? Because it's the same kind of idea as normal miniature painting, right? And I totally agree about shading. I think it's kind of obvious, right? Why are you making everything else hyper-real? Otherwise, why, like, in reality...
Why paint the shadows and highlights on your miniature, right?
Why paint the shadows in your thing? It doesn't actually make sense. You could just have the light reflect, right?
Mm-hmm.
As it will, and cast normal shadows, except for the fact that it doesn't quite work on miniatures that small. It won't look like reality in the same kind of way. But if you do that with metallic paints, it looks quite good. And I think one of the primary things, well, there's two things that I'm actually kind of love metallics, and I'm kind of I think I might be getting sold on metallics over non-metallic, and I'll say this, two reasons why. One thing is metallic paints are much better than they were when we were young. Like, yeah, I literally used an old paint that had much more grainy micro or whatever, the shiny mm-hmm. part, right? Yep. It doesn't look as good, right? Mm-hmm. And then the second thing, because it has that kind of thing that we thought about when we were young, right? The fact that everything looks a little bit mottled and shit like that, right? As opposed to more of a smooth kind of look. And then the second thing is my eyes are getting worse. So I have like airbrush eyes now because my eyes suck. So I don't notice the flakiness that I used to when I was young. I only notice it if I take off my glasses or I have my magnifiers and I'm like, oh, this doesn't look quite right. But I used mm-hmm. to be able to see that normally from like a couple feet. Now everything is blurry.
You can see all the sparkles. Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's fine now. So both of those two things make me like metallics more. And I'm wondering if in another 10 years, I'll like metallics more than non-metallic, even at 28.
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't bring myself to do it on the Arena X guys. But for some reason, I painted their bases with metallic copper. Yeah. Inexplicable, but I'm just like, no. I mean, there's metallics on the base, but not them. So
it's coming, man. It's coming. Yeah. Maybe your eyes need to get a little bit worse, and then you'll be like, oh, actually, this ends up looking better.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to get old man eyes, and it works.
Got to wait for years for the answer to this one. All right.
That's why everyone, when you go to historicals, you start painting true metallics, and then as you get older, right? And then it all comes together.
Mm-hmm.
Everything makes sense now that I'm getting older.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about paint styles, I guess, that we saw there in the Adepticon podcast, but maybe a bit more on that in that podcast.
All right. Well, that is our last question. So for this podcast, but if you have any questions you want us to answer, you can send them our way at contact@diceovereverything.com.
Or find us on Facebook. We're Dice Over Everything.
It's been Alan.
It's been Brandon.
Bye.